It's just about to turn 9 o'clock on Monday evening, Monday the 11th of January 2009, and already I'm snuggled up in bed at the end of the day. A little bit sniffly actually, but that may just been brought about by the amazing amount of dust I've been breathing in over the last couple of days. Some reflections of today. It's been a fairly mellow day. Beth and I did a little bit of shopping earlier. We tramped through the snow and it was very interesting to watch, to look at all the footsteps, you know, in the impressions of the snow, because so almost every pair of shoes seems to be different, and one could recognise the patterns of various shoes as they walked up, and of course animal tracks as well. And I could see my shoes on the way back as well. It was quite nice as well. Interestingly enough, this was the parallel to this was shown when Ellen had told me that she'd learned about fingerprints today as well, how they're all unique, which is quite cool. Christopher apparently had a visit from Esther Anson today. He said, "We were visited by a celebrity." I said, "Who?" He said, "I can't remember, but she was on telly. And I think she's appeared in some of those reality TV shows. I don't think she's been in the jungle or anything, but perhaps eaten or danced on ice or something, I don't know. But she's definitely standing for Luton election. And I was looking at, there's a interesting thing called, what's it called, Twitter? Not Twitter Parliament, something like that. I may have linked to it in my Twitter feed, I can't remember what it was. But it's interesting. The thing I did learn today is that David Van Day, formerly of Dollar, and again, another reality career extended by reality television programme, I think he was in Celebrity Big Brother, is standing for Mid Bedfordshire. I guess his area kind of attracts folk like that. But it's interesting how, as one gets older, you get kind of more involved, more kind of aware of what's going on as far as history goes and politics. And I remember being a kid of Eleanor and Christopher's age, I'm not interested at all. It was very much of the now, and they're much happier watching SpongeBob SquarePants than anything else. Today in Parliament, they discussed having the second reading of the Family, Children, Schools and Education Bill, or something like that. It just shows how much attention I was paying, which has a specific interest in home education. As a result of the Badman report, this was one that concluded that all home education should be registered. And I would, although I can understand the risk of not, of taking a child out of school because of the tiny risk of abuse, I think that penalising, it's the old thing about, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't complain. But that's actually an incorrect predicate. You can't say that, you know. We can still protest about those CCTV cameras because they are recording your every move, even though your every move may be entirely innocent. You can have a problem with it. And I think it's the government bringing in this legislation that's been opposed by the Conservatives quite voraciously, it would appear. And I'm not comfortable with it either, certainly not in the society that we're living in, where, you know, children can be abused and still be in the school system. But that's politics for you. So back to work tomorrow, which is why I'm in bed so early. I finished Christopher's computer and we tested it this afternoon, and I think it was just the huge number of add-ons he had installed that took ages for it to load. It wasn't the reason why I was performing badly before. It did need a reinstall, because I think there's a substantial difference between an 8-year-old boy and a 10-year-old boy. Because an 8-year-old boy will download every Google toolbar and little accessory possible. But when you get to 10, you realise that actually it slows your machine down. You might as well just do what you want with it. But we'll see in 6 months' time what sort of state it's in. And so that's about it, really. Studio's reasonably tidy. I'm getting through my list of jobs to do. And it's back to work tomorrow for another week of, well, who knows what, really. So I shall sign off now. Wish you a good evening. And I think that'll do for Monday. I shall curl up now, watch Heroes for a bit, although it's a 1-hour-25 special edition kind of first episode, and I think it'll be well after 10 by the time that finishes, even if I watch it at a little bit faster speed. So I think I shall stop it in the middle and fall asleep. So, good night.